Previously on Dungeons and Dragons.
Previously a puzzle.
All I hear is previously on Yu-Gi-Oh! Every time I hear previously, it's on Yu-Gi-Oh!
Previously on Yu-Gi-Oh! Kaiba! Kaiba!
Can we hold up for a second? Because I can't think without my medication if people are talking.
Sorry.
Okay.
That's really distracting. Sorry. It's just very difficult for me to get my thoughts together. Okay, so we remember the very end of last session. Are you recording already?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. It's already recording.
Very end of last session, what we had was the end of that little combat where you guys pretty much helped knock out David's mom. And David was trying to get to the festival, and he said he wasn't supposed to go this year because he was grounded for forgetting to get his mom a birthday present last time. And he said it's okay because he'll get her a birthday present this time. So David runs away with the help of the Odds and Ends Guild, who have been almost haphazardly thrown into this mess. And I was really confused because this is like plastic on the door.
Yeah.
It just doesn't open, right?
Yeah. No, because so much air leaks.
Oh, so you guys...
That, yeah.
Okay. All right. So that's what I want to know. Yeah. And at the end of it, David was like, okay, thanks, guys. Let's go. He picks up Eros. And then he shakes Eros a little bit, and then he puts Eros down. Eros made his saving throw, woke up from unconsciousness, did his backflip, landed next to Q, who was visibly on the verge of tears. And that's it. That's where we ended. So,
we were in the cart heading back to town, right?
Yeah.
Back to the guild?
Yes. My fault. Watch out. Okay. So on the way, are there any questions on the way back from? Are you guys interacting at all on the way back?
Oh yes, Kuro. We just finished writing in his journal. Let's talk to David. David.
Yeah.
I understand that was your mother that we just fought.
Hey. Yeah.
David, it is not becoming of a young man such as you, and indeed, it is unpleasing to Moradin that you should attack your own mother.
Nah,
and have others
up,
attack
man.
Them for you.
I didn't ask anyone to attack her. Just need to get away from her so I could go to the festival and get her birthday present.
David, although Moradin...
Kuro, he doesn't care.
Although Moradin is a patron of being stalwart in battle, he is also about open communication to your comrades. Let's try to communicate next time. Here, let me give you this free comic.
Comic?
On how Moradin handles family conflicts. I hope you enjoy. Moradin is a cool guy and a good role model.
Okay, I'll look at this later.
I don't want you to feel bad, David. But we all need to reflect on our actions. Kuro says this even though he was the one constantly attacking.
The stranger was...
Didn't he make blood rain from the sky?
he caused a beam of light. Brilliant bacon.
Brilliant bacon appears.
Crispy goodness.
At the belly button.
We should make awesome cardboard versions of all the little gadgets.
Oh, we really need to. Like a celestial timepiece.
Yeah.
And get...
We could make a paper.
Oliver, which one were we talking about? I forgot which...
Like an origami.
Yeah.
Which one were we talking about?
No problem.
I didn't have a name. Like, I listened to it yesterday. For the guild.
Oh, March Down.
So you're heading back to town. David is carrying two or three of the giant ears of corn. The carts individually are like going along, hooked up to two yaks each, which are pulling the giant ears of corn. Each cart has one on it. And there's, since David is carrying two or three of them, they're probably about, 22 or 21. Just pulling these carts. So it looks like a convoy of corn. Just giant ears of corn that, should Eros or anyone else decide to sit on it, you could seat four or five people very comfortably and with enough personal space on each of them. Again, about the size of a small one.
Right.
These are the size of stretched out cars.
So where's the caravan heading?
They're headed directly back to town.
We're running back to Charity?
Yeah, okay. Directly back to Charity. And as you guys, if you guys are paying attention, you guys can see the stone gray walls on the outside of Charity. And the familiar kind of like pointed walls, well, familiar to Edward and the rest of the guild. Many of the guild members are just kind of trotting along. It's not a very fast caravan, and David takes a step every 5 minutes.
Yeah.
Takes a step, and he just kind of sits in and takes another step. He might be looking at the comic.
It's like a piece of, like scrap. Like the tiny scrap you might cut off.
Yeah.
Was it like this?
I mean, no, because that's the size of your torso compared to David.
That's the size of Kuro. So have that be Kuro, and have Kuro be holding something even smaller.
Yeah. If Kuro was holding like a book the size of Q, that's one of Q's books compared to David.
No, that's more like a giant cabbage that Kuro is holding.
A huge cabbage.
That seems about the same size as a book for Q.
Oh yeah.
So, do you guys ask anybody else anything? Do you talk to anyone else? The stranger settled down after the battle. He's sitting on the back of a cart, but not with Q.
I want to be left. I'm kind of like I don't care if anyone bothers me.
Kuro will put a shoulder on Q and flag down one of any one of the guild members.
A guild, kind of stocky looking halfling walks up.
Good sir, may I ask you a question?
No.
No, not you. Just take it easy. Where in this fair city may we have delicate instruments repaired?
Well, you could probably go to Trotterton's. He's a goldsmith, but he works with all kinds of trinkets and jewelry.
His name is Charlatan?
Trotterton.
Trotterton. Okay. We'll ask for directions later. Thank you, good sir.
That sounds legit, dude.
All right. Half one just kind of trots off.
Is the smoke still coming out of them? The blue smoke?
Was
that canon?
Of the scatter.
Was that canon?
Yes. Oh, it was canon. But it was, it's no longer smoking because somebody poured something on it.
Yeah, now it's like sparking. It was like finishing sparking.
Who poured something on it?
Not me.
What did it was a healing potion.
Oh, yeah.
What were you asking about?
Oh, we're looking for... We need to have this device repaired. And this person over here recommended... Well, no longer over here. Recommended Chattertons.
Hmm. You recognize the name Chatterton as a goldsmith in charity. Hmm. He's pretty well known for his extremely delicate fingers and ability to work with very, very small objects. Hmm. He's very skilled especially in engraving, which is, like, if you know anything about engraving, really difficult. About, like, probably he's,
Is that...
He's extremely, extremely delicate hands.
What did it do?
He takes one non-lethal burn damage.
What?
How is it supposed to work?
You put it on, and then it shows you all the programming stats and does monster analysis, and then it shows you the magical properties based on the sort of algorithms that it runs, and it's just some file.
Does it have moving parts? Does it have thinking parts?
That's a good question.
Magic doesn't actually think because based on the theories of blah blah blah.
Either
blah,
or.
And then also, if you count into the possession of the divine spirits, because it's just important.
Does it have moving parts or thinking parts or magic parts?
Yes, actually, many parts are thinking, but not quite thinking.
If you refer to the manual.
Perhaps more like calculating parts. So think of this as a very elaborate calculating machine.
You can also do the mathematical statistics before.
The goldsmith's not much good with anything beyond clocks. Is this beyond clocks?
It might be beyond the repair of time.
Well, we will need to see. This might be thought of as a very elaborate clock that can also look at things.
Taking into the perspective of all the different things.
Well, if he can't fix it, there are other places too.
The properties of this is going to probably be 2-3 times worth more than you could possibly imagine.
Good sir. Kuro would like to flag down another person. Hello, good sir.
This is a slightly darker skinned halfling. Hey, what's up?
How long do we reach the guild?
Oh, we're almost there. We're just trying to get it through the good entrance.
The good entrance?
Well, I mean, close to the guild.
As opposed to the bad entrance?
Close to the guild so we can get this giant corn over there.
What is the occasion for which you are picking the corn?
Oh. You guys not around from here?
They remember things, but they don't know anything.
We are unfamiliar with the area and its customs. Please inform us.
Well, I've just kind of settled here myself. I was kind of like that. Didn't really know what was going on. My name is Tim.
So is mine.
No, it's not. Don't try that. So, the Brightcone Festival is coming up.
Can Kuro do an intelligence check?
Yes, Kuro can do it. Everyone do an intelligence check.
Me too?
Yeah. GG. No, not yet.
GG.
Q
is roused from his depression. He's heard the name before.
What was the name again?
My name's Tim. I just settled on here too. Yeah. How's it going?
It's good to meet you. I'm Kyo Latari. I'm from the Latari family. from Kratos. What brings you around here?
You know, I just... What do you mean? We're part of the guild.
What do you do in the guild?
Hunt stuff, you know.
May I interrupt? Tim, you mentioned that you are not also local to this area.
Well, you know, I guess not too local. I didn't grow up here.
How long have you been here, Tim?
I don't really know.
Where did you come from before? Where'd you stay around?
Does Ever know anything about him?
Tim has just been in the guild for a while. He showed up a few months ago. He's one of the people who forgot. I don't know. You know, it's just...
He won't remember. It's okay.
It's been a few months. Maybe a year? Maybe.
Young Ever, what was your... You had an explanation.
Oh. Well, he came here. And most people who come here don't remember.
What you looking at?
So. Like him?
I'm not into dudes.
No.
He never remembers anything.
Why not?
Not like him. Just
you're ugly.
Kind of like him. But more.
Hey guys, we're almost at the guild. What did you, We're gonna hit the guild entrance. Let me have a drink. You remind me of someone. You guys are all big.
Is Kuro able to?
What do you mean? Like larger than all of us?
He walks away. He's a little confused.
Don't ask him too many questions.
That's fine.
Then he gets confused.
Where did he?
Like they do.
Do you know what he?
Can,
who's they?
Yeah.
What is Kuro?
The people who come and don't remember.
What does Kuro think?
Kuro's thinking of the name Tim.
I'm thinking too.
You rolled what was your intelligence check?
I rolled under my intelligence.
Yeah. Did Eros roll under his intelligence?
No.
Eros.
What is Eros' intelligence?
10.
You rolled an 11.
Eros readies an attack. He doesn't know what's going on. He's concerned.
Eros is like, Tim reminds me of the story I heard once. Someone heard a who.
Drinks. What? You know how? So he's been here for a couple months. He said.
Q and Kuro recognize the name Tim as someone who maybe DA was looking for.
Now that I think about it.
Yosh, wakatta. I mean. Tim may be one of the, you know.
Yes, I understand. Well, why would he have forgotten? Do you think it was like, I mean, we explained...
The relics.
Do you know him?
We do not know him, but we may have heard of him before.
It's kind of...
We may have met, or not really have met, but...
The thing is that we're
had correspondence with several of his companions...
Mm.
And the problem is that his friends are also...
Prior to the point which he, or maybe simultaneous...
Is he
with,
lost?
Yes, he may be lost.
How long has he been here again? You said a couple of months.
Everything's feasibly up to a year.
Why doesn't he know anything?
Oh. I don't know. Sometimes they don't, though.
Man, this is too confusing.
We should talk to him. Do you mind if you introduce us to him again?
Q, what the hell's going
when
on,
we get
man?
There.
Chill out. It's okay. Can you figure out what's going on with the scouter?
Hell yeah, I can. Alright, let's check this out.
Eros, do you need your crossbow to diagnose the scouter?
That's fine.
Yes?
We can get it looked at tomorrow.
There are precision instruments on here.
Do you think that more...
Kuro nods slowly and knowingly. Oh. He nods at everybody.
Do you think that there are other people here with us?
There might be.
Okay, we better keep an eye out. We should probably get to know everybody in the guild.
Well, lucky for you.
Doesn't the scouter reveal identities?
Unfortunately, it's broken.
Yes, then we should make it a priority to get it repaired. This will make the task much easier.
Somebody in the guild might be able to repair it, though. Okay. Odds and ends, because I... Honestly, I don't know where this came from. What are you doing?
The stranger... you guys are all huddled up. Like, even Ever's huddled up with you. The stranger comes over. You know, if he has to jump over a car, he does. He sees Eros shooting the scouter.
I'm not shooting it. Or these are precision instruments.
Well, that's what the stranger sees.
He's loading his bayonet. his screwdriver.
There's whatever. You know, coming out now. I'm getting there, man. I got this under control.
Ah, yes. I may have done the same. Have you gotten it to work yet?
Yeah. Yeah, but it...
Roll blood.
I...
Excellent! I am glad to hear that. I'm sorry, I must confess I am still a bit tired from that.
It's not tired from that.
Want to have a drink, stranger?
Ah!
Maybe you can,
Where?
No, just come sit with us. Someone named Tim invited us.
Tim?
Tim!
Yes, it's a very uncommon name.
Now I'm feeling hungry.
I believe it to be the same Tim.
Ah,
since
so
Tim is such an uncommon name.
It is Tim Wanda.
Close. Separate them. Tim.
Tim Wanda.
No, just
what?
Between the
what
M and the W.
The stranger. We believe
right.
it to be.
The stranger.
Yes.
The stranger, yes, the stranger actually made faces at you and just went.
That's correct.
What's that?
It was in my pocket. I actually made out of glass. But in the game, it would be made out of glass.
Huh. How'd you make that?
I learned from my dad.
Was your dad a glassmith? Wait, you said you were a glassblower, right?
Mm.
Wow. You got to show me sometime.
Maybe. I don't know if you can go to my home.
Kuro is pondering his theory about the gods and the trees.
Mm.
The tree gods.
Mm-hmm.
God trees.
Okay. You guys come across not a back entrance, but one of the archways closest to the Odds and Ends Guild. Especially one of the ones that it's not the one that you guys entered through before. You guys circled around Charity, and you could see the buildings. The walls are smooth gray stone, about six meters high or so.
Okay. Is there any weird structure that stuck out?
Stuck out on the top of the wall are some look like some small buildings, smaller buildings, maybe like.
Do they look like watch posts?
No, not really.
Okay. That's interesting.
They look more like you would consider like an upper part, say like a two-story house or a two-story building where like first there's a restaurant at the bottom and then there's a hair salon up top.
Yeah.
Like the upper part of that, like it's not built for protection. It's more built for buildings.
Just buildings.
Just like actual buildings on the wall.
Wait, on the wall itself? Facing outward?
I'm not fishing anywhere.
Really. Built into the wall?
Built into the wall.
Yeah.
These walls are unusual.
Why?
It's like there's no need for protection except for just to keep everything out or in.
It draws a line.
What?
Between you and what?
Charity and not.
Charity and not. Well, how big is Charity other than the city?
I don't know.
I like Charity.
Maybe not.
I like the act of charity.
What other creatures are out there besides giants?
Llamas.
Llamas?
GG.
You have llamas? I haven't even seen a llama before.
What's a llama?
Llama is this very fuzzy creature. It's kind of like a...
I've heard of it. Does it not have several stomachs? It's, one of which digests barbecue and a different one?
Okay. The same.
Indeed.
You hear that?
What?
Say it again.
Kind of like a goat.
So it has a separate stomach for barbecue?
Yes.
What an advanced creature.
It's unusual. Some consider it divine.
There's the llama. Is this...
Oh, jeez.
An ostrich.
What are you doing?
No, it's llama. Kind of like a... That's...
I think that's an ostrich. No. No.
Well, does it have long legs?
No,
does it have long legs?
Stranger, no.
Or is it a snake?
Llama is like... Llama is like...
Like who?
Don't indulge.
Hmm.
That's more like a giraffe. That's like a giraffe.
La, la.
Big K, stop this. Mm.
That should be.
La, stop this, Big K.
I shall show you.
It's like
a llama's like this.
No.
La, la, la.
Because if we look at the compendium.
Yes.
The llama.
And then
it
goes with its neck.
No.
See, the llama's most related
great.
To.
La, la.
Mm.
La, la. Mm.
The llama's the most related to.
La, la.
Stranger dances around Coral and Q.
La la la, la la la. But you are singing la la, la la,
la la la,
la la la.
I see, la 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 la.
So here's the
la 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 la.
Actually, if you notice the convergence here between the joints,
Coral is
that it actually
is that where the name comes from?
The
stranger's is forgotten that he's making his hand.
That's not right.
Is that where the name comes from?
I'm not into that. Yeah. I'm not into it. No,
you don't like foot.
No, dude. Whoa, whoa, dude. Come on, man.
Llama toes.
Llama toes.
Whoa, you're going overboard.
What is that?
Is it bigger?
Oh, come on, man.
Is it bigger?
I can't see you.
What is that?
I don't really think
you.
It's a llama footprint.
What footprint?
I don't see you.
Yeah, I mean,
how do I make the footprints?
Oh,
I must learn this animal.
That is the most
I don't think this
thing
is right.
I've ever seen.
I pulled out sand and pores from his hand.
The toe's too big. It only has 2 feet. It only has 2 hooves.
I'm not
into that kind of stuff, man. I'm trying to do a corrupt my mind.
The llama foot. The llama foot.
So Ever's drawing it with sand.
Yes.
Where is Ever drawing it on?
Well, they're in the cart, right?
They're kind of on the cart or walking
on
by.
The cat.
He was
slow.
Well, Ever's in the cart.
Okay, so Ever's
in the cart, crouches down on the ground, draws in sand the footprint. Like that.
Does it look like anything like Q's? Or does it look more like a footprint?
What's that supposed to be? It doesn't have a fourth toe.
It's such a nice ride.
What is that? Oh.
Mm.
It's the weirdest looking thing, dingle dingle, I've ever seen in my life.
It's not a dingle thing. It's kind of like a heart.
Okay, so you guys have entered, and the Othin ends is kind of closer to the center, I believe. It's not really close to the center. It's closest to the center, but like from the entrance that you guys were able to get through.
It's further into the city.
It's further into the city, and so people are watching. And they see these giant ears of corn. And you finally have a good look around. There. A lot of people here are pretty short.
Yo. Why is everyone so short here?
It's very rude. Neros.
Mm-hmm.
Koro says, towering above you, being nearly 7 feet tall.
I didn't say anything was bad about being
and luminous.
Oh, that's what they call? Now that you've thought about it, Joe Mustachio is definitely the biggest person, by far, that you've seen around.
I have a question.
Yes.
The halfways.
Mm. The shorties. The shorties up in here. The little people, I'm sorry.
She. Just call them
from
Charidites.
Right.
What?
Citizens of charity.
Hmm?
Charitites.
We're not sure that's the proper suffix.
Charitites. Charitites.
Charitarian?
What are charitites?
Or charity?
We must simply ask.
What are charitarians?
What do you call yourself?
I do not understand.
The citizens of charity.
Charitians.
What is Evernow? You should probably answer this one.
Oh, what is Evernow?
Yeah.
What do they call themselves?
Charitidians.
They don't have a word for that. They just say I'm from charity.
Yeah, I was going to say, just the people of charity.
Because every single other word they could possibly make up is super awkward, so they don't say that.
the charities.
Residents.
We're going to...
Locals.
Between us, there will be charities.
The Charonites.
Charities.
Charities.
I mean, there's no language of charities.
Charitians.
Charitians.
Charitisserie.
Chizantines.
Jim sends the charts over to you. The cart's already stopped. You guys have been sitting here talking about Char-Chars. And
Charizards.
And what? Ever is a, oh,
Charmanders.
Ever, how are you? You did fine today. Just as much.
Joe Mustachio.
Yeah.
What are we going to do with all this corn, by the way? What were you planning to do?
Charbroil.
They're just... for the festival.
Do you sell just the corn like this?
No.
The kernels are huge.
No, we don't sell it.
What do you do with it?
We pop the kernels.
Why?
Like with fire?
Because they're delicious. Good? And crunchy.
That's what we eat at the festival.
But corn is soft and mushy.
Yeah, ew.
Mm-hmm, they don't know.
They have no idea.
We'll see.
Oh, yes. Right.
That sounds totally
Guildmaster.
Yes.
Do I have it correct? Joe Mustachio.
I am the Guildmaster, Joe Mustachio.
Very good. It is an honor, by the way.
Likewise.
We must find a suitable place to repair this device.
So it's only like one side, right?
Yeah.
It's the kind that can think.
Thinking lens.
Yes.
You know who may have those? It appears to be an advanced monocle of some sort.
I guess it's like a monocle.
We are actually not certain of its origin.
It's like arcane. I think it's arcane.
Is that like what you do?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. He does divine, and for you, we classify you as primal. Mm-hmm. And then he... martial. Muscle.
You guys are just kind of pointing at each other, saying, this isn't... and Joe Mustachio is...
I'm sorry to interrupt you, Mr. Joe Mustachio. Master Mustache, Joe Mustachio.
Yo, Mustache, what's your first name?
That was a rude question.
I apologize for my companion here. He has...
hair.
He has a hood.
Indeed.
Joe Mustachio, like, he came to you because he doesn't know why you're all sitting outside when everyone else went inside, and you're just still sitting here talking about char-chars and drawing strange things on the card. Well, Ever's doing what Ever normally does. And you note that between the six of you, the stranger, and the four of you, and Joe Mustachio, you're quite possibly the tallest people you've met so far. Besides Dave and his mother.
Okay. Kuro's used to this, but this is a bit more extreme.
Joe. Where?
Mustachio.
Joe Mustachio.
Yes.
Where do you come from? Are you from Charity too?
Oh, yes. Of course.
Dude, no, you're not.
Well.
I grew up here.
How about, can I ask you about Tim? We just met him. He seems like a really great guy.
Yes.
Yeah. How long ago did he come into the guild?
Maybe about perhaps a year or so ago.
Yeah. When did he,
21 months, perhaps.
Did he just walk in? Did he have any...
Leandro, 21 months. Is this a year?
Yes.
I apologize. Please continue.
Wait a second.
What a fine mustache you have.
Thank you. What a fine hair bristle you have.
Okay. The years are different here.
Thank you.
21 months.
Well, yeah, because it's a different language, whatever. They're converting.
Go back to the first question. We need our device repaired. Would you be able to refer us to a suitable place?
Yes.
Cherry minute.
Have you heard of Charlton? He's a fine goldsmith, but though that does not appear to be gold, he also knows the other merchants. There are fine. There are many of them here.
Excellent.
Many other merchants and craftsmen around here. And perhaps we have some foreigners come about during the festival.
Oh, please tell us what this festival is about.
See where you can access.
The moons.
Yes.
The moons. Like that.
Ever pointing directly where the moon
no one gets hurt.
Whoa, look at that thing. I think Eros just points everything and has no trigger discipline whatsoever. Just shoots it like, oh shit.
No, I think his finger is hovering above it, but he has no trigger discipline, but it's just like his dexterity is so high that it's like,
we're still outside.
Yeah. So he never pulls it.
Yeah.
And someone bumps into him. The only reason that it fires is because it lurches forward.
Yeah.
Are we still outside the guild?
Yeah, Joe Mustache is just wondering why.
Everyone's standing awkwardly outside the guild.
No, they're actually sitting on the cart. The yaks have been put away. So the cart.
They're sitting in the cart by ourselves.
So, can I?
And the corn has been removed by David.
No, Ever, can you do that again? I want everyone to look at the celestial timepiece for a second.
Eros is going to sneak
because
away and take a look around the guild a little bit. On cues.
On the celestial timepiece.
Okay.
Where is the.
Yeah.
Oh, wait, never mind. I remember.
It was kind of like this, right? Is this what Q saw? Things are moving like this way, and that way, and they seem to be all coming together in this line.
No.
No?
Not quite.
Converging more like...
It looks like... I think Oliver should draw it. It looks like there's three already in a line.
Q's looking, and I'm just like, I see him.
Inside the guild.
No, he's inspected. Can he? He's going to look
around.
Is
he outside? Guild? Outside?
Yeah.
There's a big sign on odds and ends. You're in the back part. There are some stables where there are some yaks.
He's going to try to take a look inside. Sneak in.
Sneak inside?
Yeah. Still on Q's orders.
The doors are wide open. And Joe Mustachio looks at you as you walk in. Because you have to pass him.
So well, no, he casually walks in.
Okay, yeah.
But then he's going to try to, like, kind of take a little bit more of a look around inside.
It looks like a large bar. It looks like there's a bounty board of some sort.
Is there an upstairs?
There is an upstairs area.
That's where Eros goes.
Okay.
Stealthily.
You see a locked door. As you approach the stairs, you get to a locked door.
Can I pick it?
Do you have these tools?
I should.
Yes, he does.
Okay. Roll for it.
25.
Okay. You hear a click. Looks like one lock has been undone.
Can I go to the next one?
Yeah.
Good.
Yes. Okay. It sounds like two locks have been undone that time because you were like, click.
Oh, okay.
And you went out and you're like, oh, this one's not bad.
Okay.
Click. Okay.
How many locks are there?
Roll.
Ooh.
You got through another one. Someone opens the door. Oh, sorry. They kind of stand aside and, like, walk past you.
I don't know, sneakily walk.
it was a halfling.
Huh. Can I ask him?
Yeah.
He goes in. What's it see?
Cement locker room.
Aramis comes back.
Mental image. Keel.
Nothing.
What do you mean? You didn't find any... Did you see Tim?
What are you looking for?
Roll bluff. Roll bluff to even just do a straight face.
Like 29.
I'm gonna roll insight for you?
Yeah.
You want me to do it or you want to do it? What kind of face is Eros trying to pose? He looks like he's having a seizure. It's very convincing.
Oh, God.
I'm sorry. Are you okay?
Rice didn't run up my nose.
Is that a calendar?
Rice. Both.
I'm sorry. All right, Eros goes back.
Calendar?
To look for a calendar.
So he goes like this. He looks like he's seizing.
There you go.
And then he just turns around.
What else?
He turns around and walks back.
Anything that would keep track of time and... Find their sleeping quarters.
That's what Eros wants to do. He wants to find a calendar, find their method of keeping time, their mechanisms for keeping time, and their sleeping quarters.
Okay.
In as non-invasive of a way as possible, like, you know, a nice way.
So does he go back upstairs?
Whatever he...
So what he saw is that there was a hallway, and then there's an upstairs, like that way.
Yeah.
Like there's a staircase as he passes the hallway.
Yeah.
So he goes upstairs. He finds himself back in the men's locker room.
He looks around for time pieces or calendars somewhere.
There's no calendars in the men's locker room. There's a lot of dirty clothing, sweaty towels.
Anything else?
There's a pinup.
Is it a calendar?
No.
Damn.
Who's in the pinup?
It's,
What races? Are they foxy foxes?
It's a foxy fox.
It's a foxy fox.
Eros would like to try to take it with him for further research.
The what?
It gets tough.
Look at that fluffy tail. Oh, look at that.
It was a pinup of a fox.
Those
so
curves,
about
furry
three,
curves.
About a meter tall.
Hey.
Oh, so it's a life-size pinup?
No.
Larger than life-size.
Yes. There's a life-size pinup. It's like, it's hidden behind a locker. The locker is much bigger than it. You realize that the locker is probably like, people probably stand on the benches to reach the upper locker.
Mm. Alright, Eros keeps looking on Q's orders.
Okay. Around the top.
Wherever. He wanders around.
There's no real...
No timepieces, no calendars.
It's a locker room.
Are there any sleeping quarters that he can find?
Hold
There's
on,
no
the
supposed
timepieces still.
So this
maybe
is supposed to be a better hexagon there. But.
Anywhere else? He just wanders around.
There's just a hall where there's a
I saw
large,
this one with celestial timepieces.
A large bar. A large bar
sleeping quarters.
There's a lot of people.
Yeah.
There
what's coming together?
And then laughing at each other. And just joking about it. And then there.
I think
you
they're
see, you see you see.
Probably.
Hold on.
I didn't look at the moons.
Okay. You see what, you see a couple people, like, you know, everyone's really short here. Joe Mustachio isn't in here. You see, like, mostly foxes, mostly halflings. A couple humans, a couple what look like elves.
Then they'll be here.
Maybe a few
will
dwarves
be here.
Yeah, but mostly foxes, mostly halflings.
Hmm.
The
That's
bartender is a, is an elf.
Hmm. Do you guys have the festival every year?
Whenever they're there.
And how often does that happen?
I think this is
kind
of difficult because I'm trying to have two conversations at once, so I think we should wait and figure out...
How many festivals have you had?
Which one interacting? Because otherwise we'll also miss all the information that Bryce is framing.
I'm just playing too.
Two?
I think so.
Eros, come over here. We are discussing something important. At which I will use the bathroom first.
Okay.
Oh.
He knows about it.
This is Celestial Timepiece. snapshot. Okay.
What is this going to
do? No, it's okay. Easy. Right. Okay, I saw this in this little timepiece, and every time Ever puts his hands together, it's kind of like symbolizing the same thing that I saw.
I made
what
a mistake, by the way.
So, apparently these
just
are two moons, maybe Charity...
Okay, can I... I'm going to pause for a second.
Yeah.
I can't do the two conversations, because I need to keep track of what was going on with your conversation.
Okay, we will rewind. I made a mistake anyway, so we'll rewind.
Let's do that, and then we'll...
Yeah, so let's just switch to this one.
Yeah, let's switch to this one. But in general, like, if you guys
yeah.
are just talking, that's okay. But if you're having a conversation where there's a lot of information, I need to be in on it, and I can't
okay.
listen to it while I'm narrating for Ross.
Oh, I have a question. Is
okay.
there someone...
No, it's just farting.
He
farted in my poop.
Yeah. The worst combination.
Okay, sorry.
Continue.
Okay, well, should we wait for Oliver, or...
Oh, yeah, I guess so. In that time, I will go find my phone.
I think we should take a quick break, then.
Yeah, it makes sense.
Okay.
Is your phone in your car?
Yep, I was...
All right, so, yeah, and just in general, like, it's very difficult for me to keep track
mm-hmm.
of... the conversations, especially because I need to know what's happening in both.
Yeah.
Got it.
Well, this is good because I can read up on stuff
yeah.
that my character's supposed to know because it's all very...
Yeah.
There's a lot.
Yeah.
And then hopefully I'll be able to get better answers.
Okay.
What was it? Why would it be one?
It was 19, right?
Yeah. But I don't understand why. Ah, oh, right.
This is why. Right?
Uh-huh.
Here.
Oh, okay.
Yes.
No.
All right.
You get this.
Right.
Is it time for pepperoni?
Sure, do we have crackers?
Okay. Do we have crackers? Do you have
yes.
crackers you can eat?
Yes.
Sweet.
Okay.
Here, I'll take care of that.
So I'll pause this.
Yeah.
I'll take care of that. Please.